you know, we looked at that situation quite a bit, obviously, and we felt that in the best interest of the team, that it was number one, it was right to go with three quarterbacks at this time. Try to get as many reps as we could for those three guys over the next couple of days, including today and tomorrow. And then, you know, that's just the direction that we're headed. TJ Yates, I have nothing but good things to say about him. He came in here and worked hard. He's a good pro, and I'm sure that he'll land somewhere. Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, I think he's a hard worker. I think he's a bright guy. I think he's a good teammate. I think he's coachable. Puts in a lot of time, and he's working extremely hard at it. All those decisions, Dave, are very tough. I think any time, regardless of what position, or any time you're, you know, talking to a player about releasing him, those are tough. Those are tough decisions, you know. And so, regardless of who you're talking to or when it happens, it's always, to me, it's a very, very, it's a hard decision. Obviously, it's much harder for the player to hear that, but it's a tough thing for both Rick Smith and myself. Well, I think that's a good question, and I would tell you that a lot of guys fall under that category, you know, so we'd be here for a long time, because I think there's been a lot of improvement since April 7th when we officially came together. You know, we had the extra 2 weeks, which really helped us to get to the point where we're at now. Well, we're a long way off from where we need to be, but, you know, I think in the meeting this morning, one of the things that I tried to do was point out to these guys, a lot of these guys, how much they've improved, you know, and especially the guys that have been here, you know, not necessarily the rookie class. The rookies have a long way to go, but there's been a lot of improvement. Now, the big test, like, I'm not sure if I've made this clear enough, and really is true, though. The big test is when you go full pads in training camp and you really find out, you know, who your best football players are, who fits in the different schemes, and I think we have a decent idea based on our no padded practices where some guys are at, but the training camp will be the true test.
Coach, we don't look to bring in another veteran quarterback.
I think any time that we have a chance to do what's best for the team, we'll always try to do what's best for the team. So at this time, you know, we're always in the mode of if there's a chance to improve the team, we'll do it, regardless of what position it is. Come on, John. You're trying to jog my memory. Well, I got to, you know, again, you know, it's true. It's interesting you asked that question. One of the things I did when I went to Penn State, John, was I didn't watch any film of the previous year. Seriously, I did not. If you go back and you look at what I said when I first came to Penn State, I wanted a clean slate for those kids at Penn State, and I wanted to basically judge them on winter conditioning and spring practice, and that's what I decided to do. So, to be honest with you, I didn't even watch that tape. I'm not sure it would go down in the annals of one of the greatest college football games of all time. Right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Big back. We definitely saw him as a first and second down back and a guy that we felt could really contribute in special teams. Smart player, team guy, and watching him here, we think he could probably help us on third down eventually. You know, he's got a long way to go in just learning the pro game and all the different things that go with being a third down back, like protections and route running and all those different things. But he's come in here, and to this point, as far as the rookies are concerned, he's a guy that's, I think, performed admirably.